You have questions about Connecticut personal injury law? Then you've found your podcast. Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean keeps it real. Straight talk, live from Glastonbury, Connecticut. This is Ryan McKean.
Hi, it's Ryan McKean, and today I'm here to talk about cryotherapy with Mary D'Amato from Glastonbury Cryotherapy. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Mary, what is cryotherapy?
So cryotherapy is, it almost looks like a stand-up tanning booth where you stand in it, your head's out, and there's a nitrogen vapor. And what that does is it drops your skin temperature about 30 degrees or so. So it kicks your body into a fight or flight response. So when that happens, your blood rushes back to your core to protect your vital organs. It's a natural response. It means your body's working and it's healthy. But when that happens, your blood gets full of nutrients and oxygen so that when you step out of the tank, it's only 3 minutes, when you step out, all that super healthy, rich blood flushes inflammation, which is the leading cause of chronic pain. It helps restore and nourish your muscles down to the cellular level. So we see a lot of people after accidents, injuries, after gym workouts, because it helps our athletes get back to the gym quicker. And because of that fight or flight response, you also have a huge endorphin rush. So we've been seeing a lot of people with stress, anxiety, insomnia lately that lasts for days. And it also helps the sciences between 500 and 800 calories is what you're burning with each session because it boosts your metabolism for 8 hours. So there's a lot of benefits to it. There's really nobody we can't help. Everybody has stress, everybody has anxiety, everybody has inflammation. So
now, Mary, if somebody's in a car accident, like, should they consider cryotherapy or when should they consider cryotherapy? Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So when you're in a car accident, there's always going to be some sort of trauma, whether it be your neck or your back. And then there's an anxiety portion that comes with that. So the sooner the better. The more you sit with inflammation, the worse it's going to get. So after an accident, we would love to see them as soon as possible, as soon as they are able to come in, just to get you back feeling better and get you back to work and functioning how you should be.
Now, I have to ask you, can you get frostbite from this?
So, no. Well, yes, you could if you were to go in barefoot, wet, but we provide you with neoprene boots, socks, gloves, so if you're doing it correctly, there's no way you can get frostbite.
And, just for some people out there who may be concerned about this, there's a robe and nobody's going to see you naked or anything,
no,
right?
No. Okay. So for men, you go in wearing either boxers or gym shorts. And then again, we provide the boots, the socks, the gloves. For women, we do recommend going naked, but you wrap yourself in a towel. And then once you're in the machine, we take the towel. So there's no exposure at all. Nobody's seeing anything. Yeah.
And now with cryotherapy, does insurance cover that? Or how do people typically pay for that if they've been in an accident?
So right now, insurance does not cover it, unfortunately. You can use your HSA card, though. But we try to keep it reasonable, reasonably priced, just because we want to help more people.
And, if somebody wanted to reach you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Honestly, text. We have a great new system where you can text us or, you can book online. We're always a phone call away. So we have a lot of people call with questions. But text is awesome.
Awesome. And we'll put the text number wherever this is posted. We'll put it down in the comments or down below. And anything else, Mary, that if somebody's out there and they're watching this and maybe they haven't heard of cryotherapy or maybe they have and they're curious, anything else out there that you think that somebody should know?
Yeah, I always tell people, just try it. Just give us a shot, And even after a lot of times when people come for the first time, they'll say, well, I just kind of want to see how I feel after today. By the end of the day, they're calling to schedule their next visit because benefits peak 4 to 5 hours. A lot of my clients feel better if you have a, sore shoulder, it feels better, within 4 to 5 hours and it just keeps getting better. So just try it. It can't hurt.
Awesome. So let's go off and let's try some of that cryotherapy.
Absolutely. And we're off. So while you're in there, you don't have to do a constant rotation. You just don't want to stand in the same spot the entire time, only because the temperature of the gas that's coming out of the back is 308 degrees below zero.
Wow. Wow.
So if that were to hit your skin in the same spot for the whole time, it could create a burn, but again, it doesn't have to be constant.
It's like a shot of espresso. I feel very alive
there
right now.
There's your endorphins, for
but
sure.
Yes, yes. Lots of energy.
I have people that come every day, and they say, you know, it's the perfect pick-me-up in the morning.
Yeah, this is a definite shot of espresso.
So what are you feeling? How do you feel right now?
I feel alive. Like, I am feeling, like, blood flowing, like, it feels good.
Yeah,
it feels good, but
it's
chilly.
It's cold. You're almost halfway
chilly.
Done.
It's chilly. I got it.
You got this.
It feels great. Like, I mean, for anybody concerned, it's too cold. Like, you felt colder than this.
Right. Absolutely.
You have felt colder than this.
You have a minute left.
But it's like, it's a dry cold.
Yep. There are no restrictions. So you can work out. You can take a nap. You can have alcohol. You can eat. You can do whatever you were going to do after this without restriction.
I had a nice workout this morning, so.
And this
it
is
going to
help you with the muscle recovery for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You have 30 seconds.
I'm going to feel all energized all day.
So watch out.
<I'm kidding. laughs>
As if he didn't have enough energy, usually.
But yeah.
15 seconds. Same piece of cake. That's you're not done. That just means you're at temperature, so it's not going to get any colder. 5.
Is this level 1?
4. This is level 1. Yep.
You've been listening to Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean, giving you straight talk and answering your questions about Connecticut personal injury law. It's serious stuff. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan McKean, on Facebook at CT Trial Firm, on LinkedIn at Ryan McKean, and on Instagram at CT Injury Lawyer. Till next time.